This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Aurora Police Department says the SWAT officer who shot Kylan Lewis in May did not violate agency policy. Officials say police body cam footage shows Lewis did not comply with the officer's commands during the attempted arrest. He later pulled a black object from behind his back that turned out to be a cell phone. Officer Michael Deke fired one shot, striking Lewis. He died 2 days later. APD's findings are in line with those of the 18th Judicial Critical Incident Response Team and an Arapahoe County grand jury. Neither pursued to recommend charges. Colorado Democrats may have lost their supermajority in the Colorado House after Republicans appeared to flip three seats from blue to red. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Two of the three races are headed for a recount because of the close margins. But if current results hold, it will be a big result for Republicans, even as Democrats retain a wide 43-22 advantage. The GOP said voters want balance. Democrats downplayed the results and say there won't be many practical changes. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The annual football game between Wyoming and Colorado State University will continue for at least another 8 years. The schools are signing a renewal of the so-called Border War from 2028 through 2035. Colorado State will host games in even-numbered years and Wyoming in odd years. The two teams play tonight in Fort Collins. It's the 116th time they've battled since 1899, making it one of the longest-running rivalries in the nation. Tonight's game is at 6 on CBS Sports Network. This is CPR News.